He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting again today from Scottsdale, Arizona, headed for Dallas. It's Dallas week here at the Best Stocks Now radio hour, the app, the newsletter, everything coming to Dallas this week. I wish we had better news to start the new week with, but we are down right now 310 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I'm sure you can guess as to the reason why. It has to do with trade with China. That's a little hint. The NASDAQ down 113 points right now. That's a 1.5% drop. We're at 7,578. We were hitting new highs in the NASDAQ, though, as recently as last week. The S&P 500 is down 31 points. That's a 1.1% drop. There is a little strength in the energy patch today, but the S&P down 31 to 2723. Even the small caps getting hit today. They've been pretty immune from all of this. Not today. Down 1.1%. Crude oil is up 32 cents today. There's your bright spot in the market. I can't believe how much crude was up last week, like 8 or 9%. Even after OPEC decided to hike production. Gold is down $1.80 per ounce to $12.68. Silver down 13 cents to $16.33, and there is some flight to safety into the bond market here this morning with the 10-year at 2.88%. The VIX up 17% this morning to 16.17. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm a bear market survivor. Maybe I should have a t-shirt like that. Bear market survivor. Two bear markets, many recessions during my lifetime. I remember the SNL linked recession, and of course several recessions. The Great Recession of 2008. I think it's good to have been through some of the wars, to have the scars, to have the wounds, to have the knowledge gleaned from those bear markets and those recessions. Nothing is guaranteed going forward, but I know there will be another recession, another bear market. And I think having that experience will help anyways. We're off to a rocky start in the markets this week. We did finish out Friday. We would have had a 9-game losing streak, which we're used to as San Diego Padre fans. I mean, 9-game losing streaks are commonplace. And we had an 8-game losing streak in the market going last week. If Friday would have been a down day, we would have had that 9-game losing streak, and CNBC would have been all over it. See how bad this market is. See what Trump is doing to this market. This is the worst losing streak in 40 years. Well, we averted that, luckily. The oil markets pretty much helped prop up the markets last Friday. But here we go again. We start a new losing streak to begin the week. Last week was the worst week since March. All right, everybody, well, March wasn't that bad. March was a pretty decent month in the market. February wasn't so good, however. But for the month, or for the week last week, which we'll go over, I think it would be a good idea today to stop and see where we're at year to date amongst the asset classes. There's some very, very important clues lying within those asset classes and those sectors of the market. Well, it's all about trade today. I really don't see anything else that's rattling the markets as Trump continues to up the ante. That's what my newsletter was all about over the weekend. If you didn't get my newsletter, if you didn't read my article, I put a lot of work into that article. I fished these waters every day last week from sun up to sundown pretty much. I explored many different pockets and eddies and tributaries of the river last week, known as the economy and the stock market. And I reported back to you my observations in my newsletter last week. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com and request or to add yourself to the newsletter mailing list. I've had many people tell me it's the most comprehensive look, weekly look, at the market. If I was going to fish the Madison River in Yellowstone in Montana 2 weeks from now, boy, would I love to get a report like I put out on the conditions and what to bring and what not to bring and what to leave at home and what areas of the river to avoid completely and where the lunkers, where I'm more apt to have some nice action. I'm spending a lot of money to go fly fishing on the Madison River. I don't want to go out there by myself, unbeknownst, having not been there at all before. It's been many years. I would want a local guide who's on top of it every day. Well, that's what I do. I'm a guide that guides you through the market on a daily and weekly basis through my radio show, through my newsletter especially, through the tweets that I send out during the day, the live trades that I send out during the day, the podcast that is out there every single day, and of course the app that I spent years inventing. Well, we'll be in Dallas starting Wednesday. I'll be flying out tomorrow afternoon, catching a Padre game tomorrow night in the battle for the number one draft pick in next year's draft amongst the Padres and the Rangers. And then starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, meeting with folks. It's pretty full, that calendar. You know, I haven't looked at it lately. I've got my partner that's going with me keeping the calendar, but he'll try to fit you in if you really want to get in there to be with us while we're in Dallas on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be at the Embassy Suites, Dallas Love Field, 3880 West Northwest Highway. I'll be broadcasting Wednesday from SRN headquarters right by DFW International Airport. We'll be broadcasting from Mike Gallagher's studio. That'd be kind of cool. And there will be three people on the team on this particular trip. And we'll ask some key questions of you just to make sure you've thought about everything that could happen, that you have your ducks in a row, that you're in the right areas, that you're not in the wrong areas. And then on Saturday at 8:30 a.m., I'll be putting on a workshop at this same facility. I'll be talking about the current market, my best stocks now process, several best stocks now. Where are the best asset classes now? Where are the worst asset classes now? What about asset allocation? What kind of projection should you be making for your retirement? How much will you need to make to maintain your current lifestyle? What about safe money? What about bond alternatives for the safe stuff? All of that at the workshop on this a week from yesterday, 2 days ago, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Well, Trump continues to up the ante, and now he's throwing in the technology stocks. Oh, okay. Now we've got the NASDAQ being impacted. Not all of it, but some of the equipment makers and, you know, the Qualcomms of the world that sell into China. The U.S. stock indexes were down overnight. The Trump administration is crafting twin initiatives against China that will be unveiled later this week. Now what are we supposed to do? Well, we'll see. Talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, one of the Trump ideas, and I think he's going to stand pretty firm, he wants reciprocity. That's a word that's being thrown around a lot these days. Not a word we use all the time, but he just thinks it's unfair that there's tariffs, heavy tariffs and protectionism going on from our trading partners when we allow them to sell their goods freely into the U.S. I used to, my office was down on the harbor in San Diego, and we were on the 19th floor, and we watched the ships coming in and out of the harbor. And you know what? I mean, look, anybody who watches that knows the ships come in full and they leave empty. I don't see a whole lot of ships leaving the San Diego Harbor other than naval ships loaded with goods bound for other countries. Maybe most of the stuff we ship is technology and whatnot. But there just was not a lot of goods, not a lot of American cars. I saw a lot of Japanese cars coming into our ports, but not of a lot of American cars. I guess they build them overseas too, maybe. I don't know. But definitely the incoming was nowhere even near close to the outgoing. Well, he's got a couple of ideas, and it's got the markets rattled here. His tweet this today says the U.S. is insisting that all countries have that have placed artificial trade barriers and tariffs on goods going into their country remove those barriers and tariffs or be met with more than reciprocity by the U.S. In other words, we're going to double your tariffs until you remove them, President Trump wrote on Twitter. Trade must be fair and no longer a one-way street. Well, you know, he's putting his neck on the line here. If he puts the U.S. into recession, it will cost him a lot. He must feel like he can win it. We'll see. In the meantime, the EU and China are saying that, you know, he's going to put us into a global recession. Of course, they've got to strike back. China and the EU have vowed to oppose trade protectionism, even though they have it themselves, and unilateralism. In other words, we're acting alone over here, not in the global community, saying those actions could push the world into recession. Well, I will say this. In the past 2 weeks, my system, my Best Stocks Now system, has flashed two very, very important sell signals on major asset classes. And if you look at your asset allocation, at your portfolio, you'll see yourself exposed to a lot of asset classes, various asset classes. Right now, you might be glad you have some bonds in your portfolio. But the bond market flashed a major sell signal back in July of 2016 when interest rates got clear down to 1.2%, a 5,000-year low, and they've been headed up ever since. But recently, two other very important asset classes have flashed sell signals. That was also in my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get signed up for at my website, GundersonCapital.com. Now, the companies that supposedly are on the front line of all of this, they always use Boeing as a poster child because it does a lot of business, big multinational company, and you can see the weakness in Boeing stock. However, Boeing so far has said they have felt no impact whatsoever from all of the trade war tariff talk. In fact, they just received an order from Jet Airways for an additional 75 Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. That's a big order. That's going to keep some people busy in Seattle and South Carolina over the next several years. Lockheed, which has also been under pressure, not only from all this multinational trade war stuff, but peace talk in North Korea, which also seems to have been forgotten already. I showed in my newsletter over the weekend how the defense stocks. Yeah, it's a good thing that the defense stocks are selling off, isn't it? That maybe there's some peace, maybe, keep your fingers crossed, coming. That hasn't been good for Lockheed. It hasn't been good for Northrop Grumman. It hasn't been good for Raytheon, another defense stock, defense instruments, weapons makers. But that's another sector that was red hot. And I showed in my newsletter just how fast a sector can go from being red hot to ice cold. It's all it took was the North Korean summit and the weeks leading up to the North Korean summit to bring that about. Well, I think it's really important here. We're almost at the halfway point of the year. In fact, Friday will be the halfway point of the trading year. The trading week will end on Friday. The books will close at all of corporate America. All the companies will be adding up the numbers, their sales, their direct expenses, their overhead, their margins, their taxes, their interest, their depreciation, their amortization, all of those things. And they'll be reporting their earnings per share. And there's been some very important trends that have been changing here recently. Very important trend changes amongst the asset classes in the market and amongst the sectors in the market. And in the second half of the show, I want to step back just a little bit from the trade wars, from the individual stocks that are on the move here, and I want to step back from the little details in the painting that the market paints and the economy paints on a daily basis, and I want to step back from the canvas, from the easel, from those little tiny brushes that we use to put the highlight in the pupil of someone's eye in a portrait. I've done my share of portraits over the years. That's one of my hobbies. I grew up with an artist. And let's step back and take a broad brush approach and look at the big picture of the market, lest we miss the forest through the trees. This is Bill Gutterson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And
welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right, let's do a little bit of year-to-date scorecard here, all right? As of now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30 large stocks, recently GE kicked out of the Dow, Walgreens Boots Alliance, a new member of the Dow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, as of Friday, was down 0.5% year-to-date. No progress whatsoever. So if you're invested in the Dow-type stocks, the large multinationals, they've been on the front lines of the trade war. And they're taking some incoming. And there's some casualties right now, but they have staying power. They're big guns, believe me, and eventually things are going to get worked out. They have to get worked out. The Chinese economy depends on the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy needs the Chinese economy. While you're in the midst of things, you can't really see through the smoke, through the dust, through the commotion, through the headlines. But on the other side of this, at some point in time, we're friends again. I know it's hard to imagine, but it will happen. In the meantime, we're in the dust. We're in the commotion. The bullets are flying. And the Dow is down 0.5% as of last Friday. Now, with today's action, the Dow's down about 1.5% year-to-date. No progress in the Dow. Okay, now we'll take a look at the S&P 500, which is probably a little better universe to look at because now we're spreading out. Instead of just 30 stocks, we're looking at 500 stocks. A little better sample size, you could say. The S&P 500 year-to-date as of last Friday up 3%. With today's action, we're up about, 1.9% now, year-to-date, okay? That's your major asset class, just a broad-brush approach at U.S. stocks. The S&P 500 up about 2%, the Dow down about 1.5%. Okay, now, let's look at the other side of the coin. Because the theory goes, you know, the market and the bond market, the equities market and the bond market are not correlated to one another. That's why you have the 50-50 allocation strategies, the balance strategies, the 60-40 asset allocations as you get older. A lot of people, a lot of investors, a lot of money managers employ that strategy. I don't. The bond market is measured by the 10-year, which is a pretty good benchmark, is down 3.3% so far this year. Now, certain areas of the bond market have been hit even harder than that. If you go out further to the 20-year plus, out to the 30-year range on the bond market, I use TLT as my proxy there, the bond market's down 5% year-to-date. So if you've got a 50-50 balanced portfolio, I guess you're not too happy this year, and you're not too excited, you're not too upset. You're down about 2 or 3% overall since the beginning of the year. However, well, we'll get to the good part here in a minute. The emerging markets, which are also a part of a lot of asset allocations, the emerging markets flashed a major sell signal 2 weeks ago. The emerging markets now, since the beginning of the year, are down 6.8%. I have no emerging market exposure at the current time, and I've had very little. Started off the year hotter than a pistol. The emerging markets, Brazil, Argentina, China, India, until the trade war talk started. You think it's been hard on the Dow stocks? What do you think it's done to the other side of the bond, the emerging market stocks. Not a good place to be. India down 8% year to date. China now down 4.2% year to date. The A shares of China are now down 11% year to date. Japan down 1.8%. Get this, Brazil down 21% year to date. How much emerging market exposure do you have? Well, only you can answer that question. You're the one that gets the statements every month. You're the one that can see your portfolio online. You're the one that meets with your portfolio manager, your financial planner on a regular basis. I don't have any exposure to the emerging markets. I don't believe to just be buying these different asset classes to just be diversified. That doesn't make much sense to me. It makes more sense to me to be much more tactical about it. So I have zero exposure to the bond market, which is down 4 to 5% so far this year. And I don't have any exposure to the emerging markets, which down right now quite a bit. Emerging markets, China, anywhere from 5 to 10 to 21%. Now, the bastions of strength this year, at least as of Friday, year to date, U.S. small caps, S&P 600, up 11.4%. NASDAQ up 11.3%. Those and the S&P mid-cap, which is the S&P 400, up 4.5%. But the real strength in the market so far, 2018, and luckily we've been parked there for the most part at Gunderson Capital Management. These are the two areas that I've emphasized, very much overweighted in. The S&P small cap up 11.4% year to date. The NASDAQ up 11.3% year to date. And the S&P 500 up 4.5%. Another bright spot in the market so far this year. Well, first let's go through another bad spot in the market. The gold bugs, I hear it all the time. I have many people that want gold. Why aren't you in gold? I'm all in gold. Because this economy is unsustainable. The $21 trillion in debt is unsustainable. Our currency is going to collapse. Okay, we're not on a sustainable course, I agree. But these folks have been making that argument for the last 9 years and have missed out on a triple to quadruple in the market. It's my thinking on the market, and my way of doing things is to not get too far out in front of what I think is going to happen, my opinion of what is going to happen. I think you have to listen to the market a little bit. It's fine to listen to Peter Schiff, and it's fine to listen to the others out there, the Stansberries of the world, and the David Stockmans of the world. It's okay to listen to them, but I think it's really important to listen to the market. Okay? You can argue with the market all you want, but in the end, the market has almost quadrupled over the last 9 years, while the Porter Stansberries and the Peter Schiffs and the David Stockmans of the world have cost you a lot of money. Now, will they be right at some point in time? Yes, we'll fall into another bear market, we'll have another recession, and who knows, maybe the next one is the big one. But they're wrong, and they've been wrong for a long time. So what do you do in the meantime? You make hay while the sun shines, as long as the harvest is there to reap. Gold down 2.6% so far this year. Gold was up a little bit last year. It was down 26% in 2013. It was down 11% in 2015. In the end, you can't eat gold. And you can't get change for your gold nuggets. I don't know that gold is the ultimate hedge. Maybe seeds, heirloom seeds and wheat are better. Now, one other bright spot in the market here, oil, up 15.2%. Where are the hot spots in the market? When we come back, we'll highlight that once again. Very, very important to get the asset allocation right. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, I complain all the time about the pundits that I hear all the time on the financial networks. This morning, I actually heard a guy that I said, wow, this guy knows what he's talking about. He was on with Varney this morning. And he basically echoed everything I've been saying, everything I believe, everything I'm invested in right now. He mentioned many of my stock. I mean, every stock he mentioned was one. He either gets my newsletter or the guy spends time in the market every day. He's not at the golf course wooing new clients. He's not at the country club wining and dining asset allocation candidates. This guy knew his stuff. His name was Tom Plum. I know nothing about him. I'm going to look him up. Of course, Varney slipped up and called him Tom Thumb, which I'm sure he's used to. He wasn't a little guy, though. He was a pretty big fella. But he mentioned all my stocks. Oh, my gosh. My whole stance on the market right now. I hope they replace. They got this other guy on there. He's an idiot. I hate to call somebody an idiot, but when you're wrong all the time and you continue to say the same exact things instead of admitting that you're wrong, I don't know what you call that. They call it insanity in some corners of the world. But there's many people on there that just continue. I think, what do they spend any time in the market during the day at all? I would not want this guy managing my money. But Tom Thumb, there I did it. Tom Plum was right on from my perspective. All right, now I just want to recap something here. Very, very important. Here we are coming up. This Friday will be the halfway point of the year. Congratulations to you. If you're in the accumulation phase still, you need growth. That's your number one objective. Congratulations to you if your portfolio has been focused away from the big multinational Dow large cap stocks, which have so dominated the market over the last couple of years. And some of the other sectors that have done very well. But instead, you've been focused mostly on growth, high growth, which you find mostly within the NASDAQ, the Facebooks, the Netflixes of the world. Yes, eventually they'll have their comeuppance. But we're looking back since the beginning of the year. That's been the right place to be. Congratulations if you've been focused on small and mid-cap U.S. stocks. And nothing outside the U.S. hardly at all. That's been another great place. Well, that's my premier growth fund has been in that area that more reflects the NASDAQ. My ultra growth portfolio, and it's not there permanently, by the way. I'm an active money manager. This is what the market, I listen to the market. And that's what the market's been telling me through my app. The app is the communicator to me. What I like about the app is it's unbiased. It's apolitical. Doesn't have a religion. It's not a liberal. It's not a conservative. It's not a Republican. It's not a Democrat. It's numbers. And that's what speaks to me, and that's what I listen to much more. Oh, I like to hear other people's opinions. And I love to disagree and agree, and very rarely do I find someone that I totally agree with that's a pundit on TV. But there was a guy today. He's in all the right areas of the market. Congratulations. And I've been fortunate enough to be this year, 2018, knock on Formica, in all the areas of the market that are right. If you're an income investor, it's a tough sled right now. Very tough. The bond market is offering you nothing but negative returns for as far as the eye can see right now. Your second choice, which are large cap dividend payers, have also been tough this year because you got to use the Dow there as your proxy. The Dow is down 1.5% so far this year, so you're not getting much this year from the dividend-paying large-cap multinationals. The next step down would be mid-cap and small-cap dividend payers, or NASDAQ dividend payers, or some of the alternative investments that are out there that are non-correlated completely. Nothing's non-correlated completely, but non-correlated to the bond market, non-correlated to the stock market. The REITs have actually done better than I expected this year. There have been some pockets of REITs, real estate investment trust, that have returned some pretty good returns so far this year. Those seem to be the best areas for income. Once again, small and mid-cap dividend payers, technology dividend payers, and some of the non-correlated, I would say real estate mainly, types of investments where you're going to get your 4 or 5% per year and not much downside risk. That is your best bond alternative right now. Not only is it important to avoid the worst stocks now, the worst asset classes now, the worst sectors now, which pretty much takes all of your asset allocation people out of the game because they don't do that, it's also important to be in the best asset classes, the best sectors, and the best investments now. You know, I wish I might change at some point the name best stocks. Well, there's best investments now. It's not always stocks. But for now, we'll keep it best stocks now because there are a lot of ETFs that don't really correlate to the stock market. And let's not forget there's a whole nother asset class out there that may come in useful at some point in the future. That's the inverse funds. Well, if you'd like to have an active manager and not a passive manager in an active world, Gunderson Capital Management, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.